The Politics of Proxy Contests. What Boards and Activists Can Learn from Political Campaigns. By Brendan M. Fu, Crystal Ramirez, and Claire Vineker. In both the political and corporate arenas, elections are a fact of life. The former may conjure images ranging from soaring rhetoric to folksy glad-handing at a country fair, while most would probably think of the latter as a decidedly more button-up affair. In reality, winning a proxy contest shares many similarities with an election victory in the political world. Winning candidates tend to be those who have researched themselves and their audience, built and engaged with a coalition of constituent groups and power brokers, and articulated a message to prospective voters that encourages them to turn out to vote. By the same token, contests in both arenas can be irreversibly damaged by the same missteps. Losing candidates generally fail to conduct the self-assessment necessary to anticipate the impact of old comments or actions, make statements that seem out of touch in the current environment, or are unable to form a constituency broad enough to win an election. As proxy contests have become increasingly common, it's worth considering their similarities to political campaigns and how lessons from politics can be applied to the boardroom. We suggest four basic considerations for any campaign, whether political or corporate: preparation, constituency building, messaging and getting out the vote, and, finally, building from success or failure. Understanding yourself and the political landscape. Standing for election doesn't mean immediately hitting the campaign trail. A smart candidate should first engage in a broad self-assessment to review his or her record of public statements and actions. Knowing what's out there on oneself, particularly given the expansive nature of what's available online, enables a candidate to anticipate negative stories and develop a plan for responding to them. Extensive self-due diligence is also key to confirming that there are no conflicts of interest that could set off alarm bells among voters or investors. At the same time, this research will also give candidates a deeper understanding of their strengths and track records so they can make a stronger case for their election. Preparatory due diligence can be thought of as the micro, or individual, level of campaigning. There's also a broader level that deserves consideration. A candidate can be thought of as part of a slate, and in corporate contexts, it's worth considering how an individual nominee adds to the overall fitness of the board. Is the nominee independent enough, or does he or she have overlapping interests or undisclosed relationships with other members? In political contests, we might consider how a candidate fits into an overall party ticket. A candidate who wants to be successful also needs to understand the landscape in which he or she is competing. Candidates begin the race at a significant disadvantage if they don't appear to be aligned with the spirit of a party or the culture of a company. Similarly, nominees need to do their research to understand what problems a company or a community is facing in order to be able to thoughtfully articulate how their election will help to address those problems, whether that means restoring trust in public office or increasing value to shareholders. This may be particularly true in proxy contests, where a nominee must have a clear reason why the status quo needs to be disrupted, or an activist investor must make a clear case for change. Building a constituency. Signaling a willingness to stand for office doesn't always mean a candidate's name will end up on the ballot, much less that he or she will get elected. In any election, it's helpful to map out the pieces a candidate will need to assemble to clinch the nomination and win the vote. To get a party's nomination, a candidate often first must win endorsements from smaller constituencies or from special interest groups of voters or grassroots activists. Likewise, a director nominee must garner buy-in from groups ranging from members of the C-suite to fellow board members, shareholders, both institutional and retail, proxy advisors, and even employees of the company. To gain the support of these constituencies, a candidate should think about ways he or she can broaden the tent. In both political and corporate environments, a candidate must stay up to date on ESG concerns, which can evolve rapidly from one business cycle or campaign to the next. It is increasingly important to voters or shareholders for a candidate to thoughtfully address these issues. Being behind the curve in this area can undermine confidence in a campaign. A candidate should consider whether there are external validators or trusted voices to whom voters might turn if they want help deciding how to vote. In politics, this might mean community leaders or an endorsement from a newspaper's editorial board. In proxy campaigns, This could be from advisors such as ISS or Glass Lewis or institutional investors. Messaging and getting out. The vote. Nominees for any position must have a compelling way of communicating why they are particularly well-suited for the role and how their election will help solve problems faced by a company or constituent. In a successful campaign, this narrative is often built upon a compelling personal track record that has been articulated through thorough self-assessment conducted in the preparatory stage. A compelling message is key to winning over the electorate, but sometimes a prospective voter still needs a nudge in order to turn into an actual voter. In a political or proxy contest, nominees may need to actively reach out to voters or shareholders in order to articulate their vision, sell their candidacy, and ask for a voter's support. Graceful and effective. Winners and losers. In both business and politics, the real work begins upon a successful election. Once in office or on a board, a winning candidate must consider how to either build off of the momentum of an overwhelmingly successful campaign or, in the case of a fraught outcome, continue working to build consensus. An activist who has just emerged victorious from a proxy contest should understand that there will be an uphill battle to forge new working relations with the board and C-suite, some of whom the candidate may have targeted in the recently concluded campaign. Both new board members and newly elected officials should consider the mandate given to them by the voter. Is it to turn around a sinking ship, stay the course, or go bold? Holders of those offices must also continue to engage the voters or shareholders responsible for their success in order to remain viable in any subsequent election. There is, unfortunately, another outcome to consider as well. If a campaign is unsuccessful, a political or corporate candidate can consider conducting an autopsy to assess what went wrong, what went right, and how a second attempt at an election might be more successful. Lessons learned from an unsuccessful first campaign can be used to sharpen messaging, anticipate attacks, or otherwise preempt the playbook that may be used against a candidate or nominee if he or she decides to stand for election again. So, what's next? Although there is significant overlap between successful political campaigns and proxy contests, they are, of course, not identical. One significant difference may be the motivations driving individuals once they are elected. In politics, for instance, the goal of most incumbents is typically to entrench themselves and maintain power. In the corporate world, a more activist board member may be more interested in gaining a board seat, overhauling a company, and moving on to the next company. Indeed, entrenchment in the corporate environment is often seen as a red flag by institutional investors, who may view long tenure on a board as a sign of insufficient responsiveness to shareholder interests. However, it may also be worth considering that what currently seem like differences between proxy and political campaigns may soon converge. As of now, political campaigns have likely taken the lead over corporate contests in understanding how to recognize and respond to misinformation and disinformation. Following the hacking that took place in 2016, for instance, the Democratic National Committee released a series of tips for campaigns, state parties, and social media companies to fight disinformation online. Many of those suggestions were successfully implemented in the run-up to the 2020 election. As both corporate and political contests are taking place in an increasingly online environment where it's not just institutional news sources that are the arbiters of truth, but where anyone with an internet connection can purport to share facts, those involved in proxy contests may want to consider how to reconfigure some of these responsive tactics for their own campaigns in the future. Brendan M. Fu is a partner and co-founder of Forward Risk and Intelligence, a dedicated investigations and intelligence firm. Crystal Ramirez is a director at Forward Risk. Claire Vineker is an associate director at Forward Risk.